The Federal Communications Commission has approved GCI's purchase of Anchorage television station KTVA. In its order, the FEC says GCI's takeover of the television stations was in the public interest of local viewers. But a number of Alaska broadcasters oppose the buyout based on GCI's near monopoly in cable television. The stations argued a distribution company as large as GCI could not compete fairly with traditional television stations. The broadcasters, including KTUU in Anchorage, filed a petition to deny with the FCC, comparing it to Comcast Cable's acquisition of television program producer NBC Universal. In that case, the FCC required several conditions that limited competition between cable and broadcast television. However, the FCC granted GCI the licenses without any conditions. Denali Media has created a news department and plans to compete with Alaska television stations. Andy McLeod is KTUU's president and general manager. He says the safeguards applied in the Comcast-NBC merger would level the playing field.
They need to compete with us, and, you know, the news business is a very competitive business. I would say we're really not going to change what we do. We tell Alaska's story, and we send people all over the state, and every week we pump out 22 hours of news.
Jack Goodman is KTUU's attorney in Washington, D.C. In filings with the FCC, he said the broadcast licenses extend GCI's monopoly in the state, but the commissioners discounted that.
They gave little weight to what appeared to us to be very serious concerns about the implications of GCI's ownership of almost all the cable and broadband connections in Alaska and a leading broadcast station.
Goodman says the broadcasters who oppose GCI's station purchase can petition the FCC for review. If denied, the broadcasters could take the case to federal court. GCI's Morris says the launch of Denali Media had been planned for late September, but with a delay in the FCC approval, it's not clear when the new television service will hit the airwaves.